As people enter the driftless area of southwestern Wisconsin, they're transported from a relatively flat region to a sudden maze of rolling hills. Roads wind up the sides of bluffs and then back down to the valleys below. Its beauty is without question. But where does the name Driftless come from? That's a question sent to WPR's Wisconsin Project. WPR's Jonah Balekas hit the winding roads to find the answer for us.
Water flows through a stream in the Kickapoo Valley Reserve in Vernon County. Sandstone and limestone rock appear on a bluffside with white pine and yellow birch trees. I'm off a hiking trail after wading through wildflowers and other native plant life. While living in Madison, Claire Holland scratched her itch to explore by driving west through the bluffs and valleys of the Driftless area. She asked Wisconsin where the name came from. I spoke with Colin Belby, professor and head of the Geography and Earth Science Department at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. He explains that driftless means the absence of glacial drift, hence driftless. If glaciers had passed through this part of the state, they would have left behind rock material that geologists could connect to other regions.
If you drive around to many parts of Wisconsin, you'll find, for instance, crystalline rocks. They're rocks that come from northern Wisconsin or even up into Canada that don't match the local sedimentary rock types that are maybe found in the southern part of Wisconsin or the southeastern part of Wisconsin. Well, so southwest Wisconsin has evidence of glacial drift, glacial erratics, or glacially deposited sediments on all sides of it. But there is no evidence of these glacial deposits within the driftless area.
So, what is the driftless area like? Back by the stream at the Kickapoo Valley Reserve and surrounded by chirping birds, I meet with Marcy West on a sunny afternoon. She's a member of the state's Natural Resources Board and ran the reserve for 24 years.
By my definition, it just feels very untouched, like we can see the hills and valleys and get into it, explore it, really look at the diversity of the plants and the birds, and just enjoy the quiet and solitude in some areas like this.
As she's a stone's throw away from the Kickapoo River, West says the river is by far her favorite part of the driftless area, especially when she's kayaking.
It just is such a gorgeous trip and an incredible way to see, again, those beautiful rock outcroppings and the huge pine trees and hemlocks hanging on to the rock outcroppings with the root systems, clear water, trout fishing, just the quiet and being able to see a variety of mosses and plants and birds in every season is definitely my favorite.
Belby, the UWL professor, also appreciates the area's diversity.
We have caves here. We have the big river, the Mississippi River. We have small streams. We have medium streams. It's just a really kind of diverse physical landscape that results in a very diverse kind of biological landscape. And also, I think, results in a very diverse cultural landscape. I think all those things are really, really tied together.
Whether it's the Baraboo Range with hills that cover thousands of acres in Sauk and Columbia counties, or the Mississippi River that separates Wisconsin and Minnesota, or Wildcat Mountain towering over the Kickapoo River in Vernon County, or Perot State Park, found at the confluence of the Mississippi and Trempealeau Rivers, Wisconsinites who have never seen the driftless area can hop in their cars and chart a path through the southwestern part of the state that the last glaciers never did.
WPR's Jonah Balekas brought us that story on where Wisconsin's driftless area got its name from. And that story idea came to us from an audience member as part of WPR's Wisconsin Project. Submit your question and we might answer it in a future Wisconsin Life segment. Go to WPR.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.